Good evening, everyone. It is Wednesday, the 5th of November, and I'm sitting in my garden at about 5:40 p.m. because I'm one of the very few people probably, well, not the very few people, but who actually likes bonfire night. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm actually responding to a post by CalmWater73 about guide dogs on planes and whether it's cruel to take them on long-haul flights. I actually don't think it is, so don't feel guilty about it. Apart from the takeoff and the landing, which obviously your dog is used to because she's done it a few times, unless she got really distressed, which obviously she doesn't, to the dog, there's no difference between that and a long train journey, in my view. And the other thing is about going a long time without spending. Whoops. Hope none of these land on my head. When you think about it, when you put your dog out to spend last thing at night, how many hours is it till they go again in the morning? Okay, maybe it's 7 or 8. Sometimes with mine it's longer, because if I don't sleep at night and I don't always get up straight in the morning, it might be 11 hours. My dogs don't have a problem with that. Of course, in an ideal world, you know, it would be nice if you could get off the plane after a couple of hours and let your dog spend. But the thing is, once they're asleep, I'm sure they don't really mind. And, you know, as long as they've got given an opportunity before getting on the plane and when they get off. I don't think it's cruel at all. In fact, I actually looked into it myself because I was in a long-distance relationship with a man near San Francisco, which is quite a long flight. It's 11 hours. And I actually looked into getting my dog a pet passport to take him. My only reservation was that he had a pet dog. He was a sighted guy. He had a pet dog. And I thought she would be all right with other dogs. But I wasn't quite sure what if they didn't get on. It's a long way to come back. If you're out there for a month or whatever, that's a long time for two dogs not getting on. So, I'm in the war zone here. So, that's not the reason I didn't do it. The reason I actually didn't do it in the end was because we split up before the next time I was due to go. So, I was going to do it. It's quite hot in California in the summer. And of course my dog's not used to that, but the good thing about where he lived was, or is, he lives in the middle of a redwood forest with huge big trees, and I was actually always cold there, unless we went into the town. I was actually cold in the house and around about, so he wouldn't have been too hot. I'm shaking with the cold now. I'm actually freezing sitting out here. So I don't think it's cruel at all. I don't think it's any more cruel than going on an overnight journey to anywhere on a train or a long car journey. Okay, you can get off out in a car journey and spend the dog, but you can't on a train necessarily. Some dog doesn't like the fireworks. I do feel sorry for animals, but I'm afraid I do like bonfire night. I would like to have gone to a display, but none of my family wanted to go, so I can't go on my own. Well, I wouldn't want to go on my own. Anyway, I just wanted to say I don't think it's cruel, and don't worry about it.